Number two, what do we mean when we say that our data analyses are inferential, and how do we know whether our inferences are correct? This is one of many questions that deal with what I've consistently referred to as the two-part goal of our science: representation and inference. Our hope is that our experiments, our studies, our research represents the external validity factors that we're trying to understand: population, setting, task stimulus, any societal temporal. We hope that we get good representation because we are going to infer as if we do have good representation. Specifically, what inference means is we are not going to settle with a description of our sample. We are going to describe our sample with the intent of inferring that what we have found in the sample describes a broader population, that what we have found in our setting of our study applies to that setting broadly, that what we have found with our task and our stimulus applies more broadly beyond those specific tasks and stimuli, that we've learned something about somebody doing something somewhere more than just our sample. Now, how do we know whether our inferences are correct? The word know isn't the point. We're never going to know. Nobody's ever going to whisper in our ears what's true. So part of answering this question is recognizing that we're never going to know. What we're going to do is try to build evidence. And we're going to try to build evidence that the results of a particular study are worthwhile in three basic ways. One, using good methodology. That is, knowing the methodological part of our research literature and doing those methodological things that have proven useful before. If other people say you've got to run a stratified sample to do a good job, you better go get yourself a stratified sample. If they say we've had a very difficult time running this study well in the field, but we've got great success in a structured environment, you better do that. If people say we've had really good luck measuring this as a binary variable, but when we've tried to measure it as a quantitative variable, we've introduced so much measurement error we get crap, you better run a binary variable. So all that methodological stuff needs to be based on your intense, impressive knowledge of the literature and how the research has been done before. Second of all, replication. Any one study, no matter how beautifully run, might not be beautifully run, and there's always chance. No matter how beautifully you select your sample, no matter how perfectly you randomize, at least at those two situations or operations, chance is also operating, and you may get crap for no fault of your own. So replication is very important. And the third is programmatic research. Extension studies, convergence studies, whatever language you want to use, make sure that I understand this means different people running different versions of the study looking for patterns of consistency and inconsistency.